HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogaine with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
Rock Wars, the wake-up song and the you bastard sight of the day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
All right, there you go. It's Tuesday. We don't even have to worry about Monday this week. We got it out of the way already. So I don't know how I felt yesterday. A friend of mine texted me and said my FedEx guy just showed up, dropped packages off at my door, knocked and ran back to the car, busy as ever. Said he was a black guy. Should have yesterday off. That should be mandatory, shouldn't it? I mean, that's not the dream. I had a dream that even on a day celebrating me, black people would deliver packages to rich white people and run off the porch as to avoid interaction. I have a dream today.
Did you say time and a half?
Yeah, I was going to say double time and a half. It's a holiday.
Is it for FedEx? Do they do that too, or is it just the police?
So.
Anyway, I feel bad. Should still get that.
That's my dream, John. Yeah.
I had a dream that one day I could avoid black people dropping off packages because you don't have anything to sign and they just leave. It's a dream that white people and black people won't interact. The poor guy should have the day off. That wasn't MLK's dream. Keep dumping packages on my porch and... Not right. Black guy should have the day off yesterday. Pop in and go to work. How uncomfortable was it for the white drivers at FedEx to see him coming in? You should take the day off, Tyler. You should go. Nope, got to work, man. Mm. Just say it. Make us more comfortable if you just weren't here. Let's be honest.
Paid,
I know. Let's give him time and a half and you can go. Just make us more comfortable if you would go home. It seems like you need this one. You guys have been through a lot. The whole reason Martin Luther King was a thing is because you've been through so much. I don't want to see you delivering packages to rich white people today. It just ain't right.
I just picture the guy on Caddyshack.
Yeah.
Grinding down his golf shoes.
Yeah.
Just being mad.
Twice.
You had to do that twice. Yeah. I had a dream when the packages arrived that would not be broken or thrown. Rich white people need their stuff from Wayfair and Home for Less. Drop it off. I have a dream.
Birchbox.
My Birchbox has to be there on a holiday. Should have just killed the whole thing, but it was you shouldn't have gone to work today. Call in. Call in black. That's what I'd have done. And no white manager. If you've got a white manager, you're going to be, hey, man, it's Tyrone. What's going on? Hey, Tyrone. It's supposed to be in at 8 o'clock. What happened? I slept till 10, and I ain't coming in today. Totally understandable, Tyrone. Totally. We'll see you tomorrow. No white guy's going to be like, you had to be here today. Tyrone gets yelled. No. He gets a day off. Just make us more comfortable.
Tyrone.
Joe Biden yesterday went on a big thing saying we need to still admit, white America still needs to admit there's a racial problem. I agree. I think there is. But I think the bigger one is that we're still really uncomfortable with a lot of this kind of stuff. Like the non-racists out there that sit there and go, oh, he shouldn't be here today. Let's give him the day off. Like you want to go overboard and help out.
How about we stop putting 80-year-old white guys up there on MLK Day telling us what we should feel
That's a great thing. That was another thing was, Joe Biden, just because you're friends with black people and you try to get their votes and you pander, doesn't make you their spokesperson.
It's one thing if Obama gets up there.
Yeah, if Obama said something, you know what? You guys are all still kind of dickheads. Like, well, you know, he's probably got a different history. Joe Biden, only thing he should be mad at is hair plug doctors because they did a terrible job 20 years ago.
Well, luckily, all the black people that work at Hubbard Radio got the day off.
That's right. And that is the way we've avoided having that problem with MLK Day is Kenny doesn't show up. But Kenny's only here like once a month anyway.
The one guy, the one black guy who works
here. We have the black girl here in the promo.
What?
Yeah.
We do?
She works at
See, that's the KDKB. Response we're kind of talking about.
Right. Yeah. Well, she wasn't here yesterday. Thank God. But happy MLK Day. I hope we all celebrated properly. They're starting to have car sales and stuff. I noticed that. Martin Luther King Day started.
Did you notice what they're doing this weekend, though? They're just saying this holiday weekend sale.
They don't call it. Well, everybody always makes that dumb joke about a white sale and everything else. But, like, you can't have, MLK car sales. You have to call it this holiday weekend, a three-day weekend of never-ending sales. What weekend is that? This one. No, I don't know why. 3 days.
Holiday.
Oh, I see. It's a holiday weekend. I get you. It's like that time I was at Walmart a week after Black Friday, and the cashier at Walmart was black, and the guy was trying to return his pressure cooker or whatever he bought, that wok. And he wouldn't say it. That's how nervous white people can get. He's like, I got this. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to return this. I got this last week. Okay. But I got it on sale. All right. What was the date of purchase? It was last Friday. So you got this last Friday. Yeah, it was a
Friday
sale. Last Friday sale. It was the sale. Day after Thanksgiving sale. You talking about Black Friday? What? You said it, not
you
me.
You said it, not me.
That's not my problem.
How dare you?
I'm unbelievable. Fell out of your mouth. I would never say such things. But he was afraid to say Black Friday to her because he's like, I don't know, I'm going to slip up. Or
I know me.
Yeah. Anyway.
Or say it too aggressive.
If you yelled it at her, then you are kind of a jerk. Yeah, it was crazy. Eric, you were out at the Barrett Jackson on Friday. Had a couple friends go Saturday. The thing is just ridiculous. The number one, the biggest sales they've ever had as far as the highest priced cars ever sold, the McLaren Senna. $1.45 million for that car. And it's almost like a ghost car. It's purple, but it's almost transparent, translucent kind of sides. I don't know who's driving it or why. It's unbelievable looking. $1.457 million. And that's a ridiculous fee for a vehicle. And the next highest one that was sold there was a 2014 Mercedes-Benz 6 or G63. It's got six wheels. It's like a Mercedes pickup truck plus, I don't know what the hell this thing is. It's
so
sold
the
for
double wheels are on the
that.
Back.
Yeah, it's a $1.2 million. That McLaren is out of the movies cool. That's Iron Man stuff right there. That is unreal.
It's my daily commuter.
It's my car. God damn it.
There you
I know
go.
Who drives that one. Yeah. See my new McLaren, John? Take a look over here. God damn it.
It was crazy, the stuff that – and they have more than cars there. I mean, they had a hot tub with Elvis Presley mannequin sitting in it.
That wasn't a mannequin.
Okay.
You could buy the
that
mannequin.
Was his body.
That was real
that was
Elvis.
His body. That's how authentic this thing is.
Because I looked at the price tag. It was like $600. I'm like, wow, Elvis's dead body's worth a lot.
Yeah. Well, it's been stewing in that hot tub. They made a mistake.
Just
putting
about
him
ready.
In. Can't take him out or it sloughs off.
I mean, anything you can imagine for your garage, they had. I mean, patio furniture, grills. Brady would have been excited about the grill area.
My buddy
area.
Got an electric thing for his garage that takes your bike and it goes dink and it moves down and you hook your bike up sideways. And it flushes your bike up to the ceiling in your garage. So even if you got
so it's
a
attached
low,
to the garage door?
No. It's just this thing. It's this little machine that you just put up into the ceiling, and it drops down.
Oh,
and
nice.
Goes right back up, and it flushes your bikes up. Even if you've got a low ceiling in your garage, it'll still push your bikes up pedal height. That way you can still park your cars. Instead of having them hang down or do whatever, it's like, no, it just goes right up sideways. You hit a little button. It's like a little bike elevator. You just plop it in there. And unbelievably cool. Like, that's the neatest thing I've ever seen. I need that. But, yeah, that's that Mercedes AMG G63 off-road super machine.
It's called 6x6, John.
I don't even understand why you'd want it.
Because,
but it's cool.
God damn it.
Because why wouldn't you want it, God damn it? You're poor. Oh, yeah.
Guess what your boys at Dillon are going to be shooting in the desert next.
Right. They put some steel on the side of that. I only spent $1.2 million on that, so I'm going to take up the Huey and blow it to bits. God damn it.
There was a chopper there, John. I sent you a picture of it. You could have bought the chopper. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're not that expensive.
They were selling everything.
I was surprised when we went, or you and I went to that helicopter thing, and we're walking around. This was years ago, and we're walking around inside the school, and I'm like, how much to fly one of these things? I'm thinking about maybe becoming a pilot. Like, that started a minute or two ago. And the guy said, well, you get into the school for this and this, and it takes about a year and a half. I'm like, oh, that's not bad. I'm like, what does a chopper run? And he told me, and I'm like, that's actually fairly reasonable for an entry
like
level.
Like a car price.
Yeah, it's
like
an
entry 40, level
chopper.
50,000.
I can do that. But then you look at the one you'd be buying. It's like, whew.
Yeah, you want the cheapest chopper.
Yeah, I don't necessarily spend that on
that. That's kind of a cool bubble that you sit in.
This is the paper mache one we like to call the death trap.
Engine's great.
Over 10 miles an hour in wind, you don't want to go up.
Yeah. No, I'm not. Then I quickly lost the passion.
There was an armored car there. I said you pick. Like,
so cool.
Who buys the armored car?
Customized.
A dick buys
a dick.
The car.
Yeah. It'd be like, I bought an armored car, Barrett Jackson. Why? I own an armored car now. That's why.
Tony, this is why people think you're a dick.
So what? You know what they can't do? Kill me now. Because I'll be driving around that armored car. They can think I'm a dick outside, but I'm safe.
They
got,
had the,
got the hole for the shotgun, so you get you hire a guy to sit back there? I don't know.
Oh, we could do that. I got the guys at Dillon put a torque in that thing in a second. The Ford, the 2006 Ford GT Heritage went for $485,000, which is unbelievable considering what it is. I mean, it's like this. They only made like
because there's only so
few,
many,
and
of
this
them.
Was the second yeah, one made. So that price is actually. I know it sounds crazy, but that price isn't bad. You start getting into that, and you're like, man. And then, you know, they'll have cars up there they sell for like $20,000. They sold tons of them. A 63 Corvette went for $385,000. It's just pristine. Unbelievable. I'm not even a car guy. I was looking at these, and I'm like, man, one after another that you just, you know, you fall over yourself trying to get in, let alone own. So Barrett Jackson, one of Phoenix's – it's the Phoenix Open of cars. It is a sea of humanity.
I've never seen so many rich, white, old people in my life.
And that is the other thing. It is a it is not a diverse crowd. The one time I went out there, and I wasn't there very long, so I'm like, I got to go. I'm sea of people.
It's like the rich NASCAR crowd. Yeah. NASCAR after like 30 years of just making tons of money.
Yeah, and they've hit it rich. Like it's almost like the Beverly Hillbillies and Tommy Bahama got together and had kids.
There's exactly. A gala. Yeah.
They're all in the Tommy Bahama.
Yeah, it's insane. They all smell like delicious candles. They've got cigars.
But Scotch.
There's that hint of some of your money came from Run and Shine.
There's a there used to be a gala that would happen on the Wednesday before – you know, the auction would really start, so all the people would come out, and the girl that was doing the marketing and PR for the Barrett Jackson at the time asked me if I would help walk and usher the all-stars to their tables, basically.
All-star. Oh, the
celebrity.
Why the hell 20? Would they hire you for that?
I was a friend of hers. And they
hire
needed,
a
they
hot
needed.
Chick? What are they thinking?
Because you open the door.
I don't want you there.
It's kind of like do it.
The problem is the hot chicks would not know this. The table set up after you get them out of the car.
You have to be able to teach them that.
Yeah, that's not something. That's offensive to women.
Anyway, I was hot enough. I made the cut.
No,
you did it.
No, they just ran out of people. I'm sorry. I hate to break it to you.
You probably
so basically you're the guy there. The car pulls up. You open the door. You get them out. First car that pulls up, Gary Busey.
Yeah.
Open up the car door, and it was he must have had a smoke machine.
Pre
in the
or
car.
Post head injury?
No post.
It was
way post.
Just
the secret life of Brady Bogan. You've ushered, you've caddied.
Then here comes superstar Sherman Helmsley.
You know, most people who have stories like you do are called drifters. You've been gainfully employed most of your adult life, but you've got drifter stories like your the Incredible Hulk.
Do you get tips for this?
No, you don't.
You never got tipped out?
I was helping her out. It was a fun thing to do.
You had sure, big boobs, you would have got tipped out.
Yeah, you would have. Now, who asked you
that? Jasmine Guy. It's just so funny.
That's
the people
a weird
that
one.
Come out.
Jasmine Guy.
Jasmine Guy and Gary Busey were at the same table?
Yeah.
Well,
no, they're at different tables. Oh. But, you know,
but you just open doors for people.
Yep, and say, here, go into the tent right this way.
And they wouldn't have known otherwise? Follow that red carpet?
How many numbers?
Not really. They want to be basically walked
out. I get it, but. Yeah.
Your security?
More or less. That's how tight it was.
This is bad,
I mean, they have
bad hiring.
They have.
And this
was
at Barrett Jackson?
It was at the Barrett Jackson, yeah.
There seems to be a few holes in that.
Well, that seems like they just didn't have much of a hiring process. I know a guy. He can open the doors for the celebrities.
Well, it wasn't any hiring. I mean, the girl that was doing the PR and at the time was Allison Goldwater.
Sure.
She was Barry Goldwater's daughter, and she, for the long time, worked for the Jacksons.
Sure.
Had another friend that was good friends with her.
But it
We're
does
sitting
seem
around,
also.
She goes, hey, do you want to help out on this? Okay.
Sure, but doesn't it seem like that process could lead to, hi, I'm Brady, I'm opening doors. I'm Mark David Chapman, also opening doors.
You got to understand, that was not.
Hi, I'm Ted Bundy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you get that guy who's a celebrity style. Hi, I'm Selena's biggest fan. Oh, do you not have a name? No.
Nope.
Okay.
But
you're talking about before a lot of that had changed. I mean, this is probably 97, 98.
Murders were free to roam.
Brady, that was the sales price of the McLaren. Can you recite that?
Yeah, people want to see if you fixed your money problems.
$1.457 million.
That's pretty good. Can you do the entire number as a number now?
$1,457,363.12.
There you go.
He got it.
Been practicing at home.
Quiz him all day, listener. Quiz him all day.
Been helping Kirby with her homework.
But the real
right.
way to say it is 1,457,363
No.
$1.12.
That's the correct way, actually.
Yeah, yeah. That's
you just tried to say it wrong and you got it right. You're very confusing. Yeah, see, that's where we're different. Because, like, if somebody said, I want you to open yours for celebrities, they'd be like, ah, if I screw that up, it'll be on the. I'm not doing that. That's crazy. Find a professional.
I wasn't worried about being.
But find a hot girl. I always think that hot girls are.
There were.
Yeah, no, but being, like, everywhere. They should be. And they should be the ones that grab the arm of each celebrity and walk them to the table that they're at. You just open doors,
they basically,
right?
Yeah, exactly. And then hand them off to the escorts.
Yeah.
Makes a good point.
Can you hang out with us sometime, Brady? Signed, your family. That's true. You do seem to be out of the house a lot.
I've done that. Dun. Then I moved on to my next drifter job. I was single at the time. Dun.
But if they'd asked you this weekend, you'd have been there.
Oh, in a heartbeat.
You'd open the doors for the superstars. Come on.
Been there, done that.
You'd have done it.
They'd it sounds like you'll take any job that has celebrities involved.
Oh, opening doors for them. Yes.
Will you pick up the dog crap in Charles Barkley's yard?
Of course I will. Will Maureen be there?
What day?
In 96, I did that.
Yeah. Well, Brenda, why don't you go outside now and leave us alone for a little while? There's tons of dogs out there. You could probably just roll in or whatever.
You got it. Round mound to rebound.
Stop it.
He gave me water.
Please stop calling me that.
Stop it.
My name is Charles. I don't know why you're here.
Okay, round mound.
Round mound.
Yeah, there's tons of dogs back here.
How's that horn happen? He carry his own cuss horn?
Yeah, I don't like that. God doesn't like it when I say bad words.
A man's got a cuss horn. Yeah. Well, that's an interesting one, Brady. I hadn't heard that yet. 20 years of knowing you.
Yeah, all that time, you never heard that.
3 short years prior to us starting this show, you were out there opening doors for Gary Busey. And Jasmine Guy. That was a C-list table.
George Jefferson.
See, most people you'd be
Sherman
like.
Sherman Helmsley was there?
Yep.
Most people you'd be like, you're lying.
Yeah.
You're so
full. It's Brady.
But Brady, you're
but
like,
did you open the door and do you know who was in there? Or did you.
Couple of them.
Oh, I'd have paid to hear that and the door opens. Oh, George Jefferson. Got a name, jackass. And he just walks by you.
Sherman
Helmsley. Oh, yeah.
There's
a couple you wouldn't know.
Who was the other ones? You had Sherman Helmsley, Jasmine Guy, Gary Busey. Do you remember any of those? That you open the door for?
There's like Susan Anton.
Ooh, the great 6-foot-tall Susan Anton. Fantastic. And they didn't interact with
you. You got all the locals
really.
That will come out there, you know, like Glenn Campbell. And
right. Did they thank you at
Alice.
The very least? Or
no, you don't. You
just don't talk.
Even, you don't even. Yeah. You're just.
Right this way, Gary.
You are.
Thank you, young man.
It's like being part of Candyland. Yeah, it's bad. And then you got hotboxed by Gary Busey. Well, anyway, your stories are fantastic.
Again, the Barrett Jackson, you know, then morphed into this huge event. It was pretty big then,
when
but
I
not
went,
to the caliber of
I went,
what
I,
it is now.
Might have been that same year. I went late 90s, and I'm like, this is too many people for me.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what it is now. I watched it on TV, and I'm like, this is an absurd amount of humanity. And I don't really want to hang out with that many cigar smokers. There's a lot of that going.
They have special lounges.
Yeah, and ladies,
VIP areas.
Yeah, ladies who have... turkey waddles on their necks, but their faces are 22 years old. There's a lot of that, too. That is fun, though. The people watching would be a blast. But then you have to realize that, you know, you're the scum of the earth to them. And they're there for a reason. You're there to watch them. And there's a lot of folks out there. So, yeah, Bear Jackson comes and goes once again this year. And all the other car shows that went on this weekend kind of quietly and privately were busting out some big prices for cars as well. It's amazing. We're a mecca. And people don't even know it. I don't know if Leno was out here again with his semi-truck that he drives back with 9 or 10 cars every year. He buys tons of them all the time. He's a Barrett Jackson nut. And he sells like 5 or 6 cars a year sometimes. He's got that garage of 400 cars.
So it's just a wash? Kinda.
Yeah, they're just in and out.
Yeah,
he's pretty just, look good in the garage.
Bring 5, yeah. Get 5.
Baseball cards. He's just trading a few here, trading a few
there.
There
you go.
Here. Yeah. It's pretty amazing, though, what we got going on out there. It's fascinating. I met a lady this weekend. Nice woman, just in passing, friend of a friend. And she had her niece's child. And Megan turned to me afterwards and said, that baby looked just like, and she started to reach for her neck, and I said, Frankenstein? She said, oh, my God, I was going to do the bolts. I've never met a baby that looks like Frankenstein before in my life. Do you tell someone?
Baby's the baby got, was green?
Yes, in his own way. And his first words are going to be, put it on the bed! It looked just like Peter Boyle. Exactly like Peter
like
Boyle.
My cousins, top head. They're twin girls, and they're when they're
that's so
two
bad.
Or three. They
what
had
do you
the
say?
Frankenstein.
Like, I didn't say the baby. And I know she walked away noticing that. I'm like, oh, a baby. I didn't once refer to it as cute or anything. Oh, that's great. How have you guys been?
Real good. See our baby?
I do. Does he hate fire and love bread? Because that's my guess. All the other babies chase him around with forks and matches. It's getting him ready for the future. Poor little fella. But I don't know what to say to somebody who's got a baby that's just horrendous. But thank God it was a quick passing. We were in and out of there real quick. But, ooh, that is one ugly baby.
Some of them get those
man, I
helmets
bad.
To form the head.
But at least the helmet, you're like, they're trying to fix it. This one, it was just like its face. The kid's face was the problem. Like, oh, poor little bastard. And who am I to say? I'm not the most attractive man in the world, but at least people won't look at me and, like, hit me with a stick and a
curious to see like 10 years from now.
Oh no, I already know what's going to happen. He's going to be out in the woods running from the torches,
or it'll be George Clooney, one or the other.
No, he's not. This kid's got no. It's you'd need a whole new head. That thing can't even morph. It doesn't have
no
time.
Way. Huh?
It's just an infant, and it doesn't have time. The human lifespan, it doesn't have time to turn into anything good. It's a mess from jump. It's just when those people
and
use
you only
steroids.
Saw mom.
I saw, I think it's the aunt, and the mom was at a distance, but I didn't say a thing. I just was like, hey, look at that. Somebody had a baby.
Yeah, isn't he adorable?
It's a baby, all right.
Good boy.
I don't know what to tell you, but this one's not going to, I hope he's smart with all that cranium.
What do you mean?
Bye. Let's get out of here.
That baby looked like
I know, I saw it. It was Franken baby. And I hate meeting babies because I don't think many of them are cute. I even told that Doug had his baby downstairs. Didn't have it here, but pictures. And then Jill showed a baby of her, I don't know, was it her sister's kid? And I unintentionally, side by side, I'm like, now that is a cute baby. Pointed to the other one. And I'm like, yeah, yours is all right. But by comparison, like, I'd hire that one for the modeling job, and this other one's just an also-ran. Stanley's come around, but early on, kid was goofy looking. This other baby came out with, talk about Clooney, perfect hair. Like, it already had perfect hair parted in the side. It's holding a Nespresso.
No filters on the photo.
I don't think they've. If you filter your baby's picture, you know. If you've ever had to filter your own infant's picture,
put a filter on it.
You know your baby's hideous.
It had the cutest dog nose.
Like, they're like maybe 1% of the population is handsome or pretty. You know, so it makes sense that most babies would be ugly, right? It's a tough one. And you can't say that to somebody. He looks smart. That's all I'm going to start saying to people. That baby looks really smart.
The next Bill Gates.
Yeah, he's oh my God, he's going to invent something.
Why do you say that?
You know, you're gonna be a lot of time not being with girls. That's yep. Why.
He's not going to be swayed.
Because he's not going to be busy a dating. This one. Yeah, yeah, get him
on computers.
Just send him a protractor and a Commodore right away.
Why do you send my child math stuff?
He's going to need it, trust me. He's locked in his room, his teenage years, just figuring out.
Ugly knows ugly.
Yeah, ugly knows what happens next. This kid's going to struggle.
Here's a gift sticker.
And you know what I regret? Nobody gave me math stuff, and I'm terrible at math, and I'm ugly. I know what the future holds for your baby.
He's adorable. He can do anything he wants.
Computers and math. Get on it. This Chinese uglies are passing them all by.
Chinese uglies.
You got a whole load of Asian uglies blowing by your kid because you won't admit he's ugly. That's going to give the Asian people that. They're like, ah, baby ugly. Get him math books. And they get great at math. The hot ones go on to do pageants and open doors for celebrities. With Brady.
Hello, Quan Lee. Oh, hello. You open a door? You're one of the hot ones. No math for you.
Yeah, get that kid a protractor. Non-stop pens and protractors. All sorts of stuff. But it's tough introducing your baby to people, and you got to know deep down. You got to know. You can't be that blind. He's not that good looking now. I would think I would tell people that. He's not that great looking now. We're hoping for the best, but otherwise we think he's pretty smart. We're going to aim for smart with this one. That's a good move. The problem with me was I was a really cute baby, and I grew into this. Like, who saw this coming? As a child, they're like, he's adorable. I was. A little toe head, perfect little features.
You should be on the radio.
Nobody said that when I was a kid. He's going to be a heartbreaker, this one. Then I turned 7, and people were like,
Then the drop happened.
Maybe not so much. They called it Black Tuesday. It's like, ooh, man. He just fell apart in a day. Then third grade happened, and it got a little worse. Fourth grade happened, I started dressing like John Travolta. Then I was just confused for about 12 years.
Maybe I'll grow my hair out.
I already know this baby's jumping me on the... Hey, he started ugly.
On top of all that, they give you a lump, too.
Well, the lump shows up after I lose my hair.
I know. What kind of garbage is that?
Hey, you're going to have acne for 4 years, and your hair's going to fall out, but that's okay. The acne will be gone. Well, I guess that's a plus. But by the way, when your hair falls out, you're going to have a dorsal fin under it. Is that right?
That lump was pretty funny, though.
People wonder why I don't believe in God.
He really screwed you right.
Every single turn. And now that I'm feeling all right, I got early arthritis in my left shoulder and my right shoulder. I've got cancer coursing through my veins. It's just a matter of time.
You got those young organs, so.
Great organs, but they're going to be riddled away by the cancer that's somewhere in me.
It's in all of us.
Yep. That's just, you know, but I've embraced it like you should your ugly babies. Don't parade your ugly Franken babies around and act like we're supposed to say it's cute. I know my face was like, ugh.
You'll never be able to join Brady's escort business.
No, that's not new. I might be able to open doors for celebrities.
I get you dialed in.
Yeah, I think I could open doors for celebrities.
If I can do it, yeah, you can do it. Well,
I'm pretty sure.
Brady's escort.
Yeah.
You're one of my escorts?
I think I'm qualified for this.
He doesn't realize what
John, I never
I'm
met
not that bad.
Bacon escorts, how can I help you?
John, I never met local radio guy Mike Jarecki, but he always used to say he's got a face for radio. Yeah. Is that true of him and you as well?
No, that's the truth of all. That's the oldest thing in radio history, as people say that. And that's the dumbest joke radio people hear. You got a face for radio. Oh, you're a dick.
Jarecki looks like Yvonne Lendl.
Yeah.
There you go.
After some nuclear blast. he's Lendl recovering from being around Chernobyl. His hair's kind of growing back.
I see you found the tanning bed.
Yeah, yeah.
Ivan.
It's almost grown back, but it's not ever going to really come back. And he's moving good. He's moving good. That's the good news. It didn't get him. But it was close. It was a real close call.
But his crank makes up for it. Right?
Evidently, Jarecki's hauling one around. He doesn't have a crank for radio. You want to see that thing. Jarecki evidently hauling lumber. In fact, it's got a sponsor. It's got Lumber 84 on the side of it. It's pretty amazing.
Somebody else.
John Gambadoro has Payway on his, but people think it says Pee-wee.
Somebody else sent you that.
Jean-Claude Van Damme. Yeah, a lot of people are throwing that one up. Anyway, your ugly baby is... Don't parade it around and make people do that. Don't do that. If you got a baby, don't make people say it's cute. And in fact, it would be really refreshing if you went up and go, he's pretty ugly right now, but a lot of times babies are ugly. It would be nice to hear that from a parent. Sometimes, you know, I was with I had dinner with a couple on Friday, and they were talking about their kids. They're like, it's just, we quit. We're done. They're driving us crazy. We're about finished with them. And it was just refreshing to hear people say that they hate their kids most of the time. The biggest mistake we ever make was having them. You guys have it all figured out. Like, oh, my God. This is such a refreshing conversation. Yeah. Now I look back, I'm like, man, these are the problems. This one and this one are the reason we're not happy. We have to get drunk almost every day, and it's because of them. We were normal before.
Side benefit of divorce is you're 50% parent.
Yeah. I have another friend who's going through that, and he's got fulls now. The custody is all his. He's like, I did not sign up for this. Most parents now are happy with the whole
halfsy-halfsy. A little overwhelming. Your life is changing.
There's a lot. There. It came out of nowhere. He's got a couple of tweens hanging out at the house every day now. Instead of being able to dump them off, can't do it. And he's like, oh, again, don't get me wrong. I love them. And they're there a lot. They're there a lot now. And they used to not be a lot. It used to be every other week.
John, kids and ugly people should be applied by the bell curve. Because if I remember anything from math, it's that if you go by the statistical bell curve, 23% of the population is pretty/handsome. Yeah. Top 2% is extremely pretty and handsome. That means 50% of the population is average looking, and another 23.2% is extremely ugly.
Yeah, I'm at the low end of average looking. I'll say that. I don't cause people to do the helistray when they see me. But I'm not turning heads. I've done all right for myself, but if that ever happened to me, like when Dale walks in rooms and people are like, Jesus Christ, monster. If everybody ever said monster when I walked into the grocery store, monster. Oh, sorry, sir.
John, if you apply your own radio career to Dale, if ugly and goofy guy makes it far in radio, isn't Dale about ready to hit a home run?
Oh, Dale's. I'll let the cat out of the bag. Dale's trying to be on Family Feud. The only thing keeping him off
the TV.
Lisa
had some friends there, too.
Oh, did your friends go to?
Not that Lisa.
Oh, yours.
She had some friends there,
Tried to go over to make it on Family Feud's doing auditions here in town. Yeah. And then Dale and his family. See, here's the thing. Dale sent me pictures trying to brag about it. We're almost in, man. Gonna get it, Johnny. And I text him. I'm like, you don't know anything.
There's no way.
Like, you're going to be the worst. You're going to be the guy everybody laughs at. Cucumbers and pickles, man. That's all you need to remember. You don't know where either comes from. I'm like, and then I looked at the picture, and he goes, my family made it through the third round. We're going for. There's five people and Dale. And I'm like, there's only five people in Family Feud. You're just getting toted around. They're going to kick you right out of
there. They already know.
And I said, let me get you used to a phrase, Dale. Odd man out. Your family's going to sit down and talk to you.
Dad, we want to win.
How can you have the family feud without the father in it?
Yeah, well, you can have it. There's hardly any fathers left in the world anyway.
I mean, when he exists, though.
But you just cast him off when he's Dale. You have the son-in-law, the daughter, the mom, and the two other daughters. That's it.
Everybody at home be watching that bit. Where's the dad at in this deal?
You'll hear him.
He's in the front row. He's not allowed. Yeah.
Show him in the front row every now and then.
Clapping.
Go higher! Go higher! Dale, top five answers on the board. Your family has two strikes. It's all on you. Name a household appliance. Bruh! Whew. All right, Dale, get used to this noise. Name something you drive that isn't your own car. My wife crazy! Okay. You're the worst player in the history of Family Feud. His family's not going to let him go on. And I can't wait to see Dale with loads of TV makeup if they do get on the feud. I'm rooting for him because I want to tease him for all the missed answers that are coming up. The Hellestray family, four of them are great.
Top 10 answers on the board.
Yeah, and a family of people from that island that shoot arrows at everybody. They had never seen anything in the history of man. They have
What's Easter Island?
Yeah, no. Yeah, Dale doesn't know anything. He wants to go on a game show and prove it.
I want it to happen.
Yeah, I do too. I'm dying for it because every answer he gives will be bad. Oh, I can't wait. I will give Dale $1,000 for every answer he gets on the board. I'll give him $10,000 for any number one. He's going to blank it. It's just going to be a series of that.
That's your third strike, Mr. Hellestray.
You give me 500 back for every X. I'll give you 1,000 for every one you get right. But I'm gonna be rolling in dough because it's just going to be nothing but that. Name something you say to a preacher. Move! Why? Just don't even ask him anymore. Sometimes they're in your way. Oh, man. Made it too personal. He's sending me all these pictures of him and his family going for the feud. His family's beautiful. I don't know how that happened.
So when you audition, is it battling against other families or is it just an interview process?
I think they just want to see how you look on TV. There's another one. They ain't going
to
make it.
I can't even imagine it, to be honest.
But his five beautiful family members, his four family members and his son-in-law, fantastic television people, and then Dale. And they're dragging that sixth body around, like, just to keep Dad happy. But they are going to talk to him. It's like, oh, they wanted the hell.
It's a good backstory.
He's going to get kicked right out. No.
Well, we can shave his head, right? I mean, since
we
got
to shave his head. He
so
lost
that,
again to
help.
Ian. So maybe it'll help. I don't know. Oh, nope. Nope.
Yes, not.
We surveyed 100 people. Would it help if Dale shaved his head? And they said off was the only, that's the number one answer was shaved it off.
We're just going to cut you right at the neck.
Right here. We're going to trim a little under the ears. What do you mean trim under the ears? We're just going to Sweeney Todd this whole thing. Take this off. Put it on ice. You're cutting off my head. I just wanted a haircut.
He's just waiting for the face-off game show.
Right.
How come the dad's pixelated?
Yeah, they pixelate him like he's Japanese porn. You don't want to see this. It's like that ugly baby I saw this weekend. I bet it started looking like Dale.
Team Hallestray, make it.
I'm rooting for the rest of them. That's a good-looking family. Dale is definitely.
How many are they up against? How many are in the finals?
I don't know. I don't even know if it's for real. I think they just go through and make people feel like they're auditioning and they're like, I had fun.
Are they over in it? Like the audition, you can't get in anymore?
I don't know.
I didn't even hear about this.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
You have to watch AZTV, the new Channel 7 a lot. Yeah. All I see is Seinfeld on there and advertisements for funeral homes. That's
John, what are the odds that the question to put the team over the top is, name the top 10 Cowboys on the board that have been forgotten.
He won't
Number
admit
one.
It. He won't admit it. Drew Pearson. No, Dale, answer the question. Do you know? The number one Cowboy, only one answer on the board, least deserving of multiple rings. Oh, come on.
Brady, will you escort the Hallestrays to the family feed?
Right. Absolutely.
Just, he doesn't escort. He just opens the door and
passes the door. You have to be there.
He's not walking people around.
I don't know where you're sitting, Gary Busey. Here's your table,
hey,
Sherman.
What, how come I didn't get a beautiful Chinese girl? Why did I get this little boy from up?
We should do this for you, Fez. You could walk people into the VIP.
Welcome, Limped Biscuits. Let me take you to your table.
That would be great.
I am an escort on the side. I once walked Gary Busey to his table.
So?
That's what most people say.
John, put on your judging hat here, because from the online rules, it says at the audition, they like to see if your family can follow rules and are entertaining. Does that apply to
Dale's Hallestray? Entertaining. Very entertaining. He can follow rules, but he was the sixth man in a five-man team. Once again, Dale will be the backup.
But that's against the rules, then.
I don't know what he's even doing there. When he sent me the picture, I counted him like, there's six of you. Yeah. Well, there's only five that go on the feud. You're going to be told no. They're your family's going on. That's a good-looking brute. But Dale ain't going to be on TV.
Bye, Dale.
Just have Dion do it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Bye, Dale.
What?
You can't be on no feud. You start a fire. All the torches and pitchforks chasing your ass around. Bye, Dale.
You guys. Johnny. Anyway, what do you got on the big board of musical treats to start off the Tuesday, a short week?
All right.
Unless you're my FedEx guy.
Wake Up Song brought to you by ELOteam.com. List with us. Get full value. Don't take a lowball offer. ELOteam.com. We got Korn up here. Somebody, someone. Nothing more. Jenny. Atreyu, The Time Is Now. Metallica, Spit Out the Bone.
Ooh.
What would you like?
How about Atreyu?
The Time Is Now.
Time Is Now.
Time is nigh.
That's a good one.
For the New England Patriots.
Who will beat the Rams 32-27.
I
smoked peyote. Now you're in. See, you're doing it. You've embraced it. Sitting at that wedding, talking to those people, all emotionally involved, every one of them. I just kept turning going, please, you don't understand. You're wasting your time. Stop saying that. They're going to beat the Chiefs. It's going to occur.
Well, the Eagles had no shot last year, so... Let's see.
Yep. They do lose Super Bowls.
But they've lost a few.
Just the way it's all gotten Panning back
out.
Together to be the bookend of the first championship and probably the last one.
And that's all we'll hear about for 2 weeks.
Where they play a high-powered offense called the Rams that they probably don't have much of a shot at because they're outmatched in a lot of areas. And they bookend their dynasty by beating the Rams of 2001. And 2019. And whether they win any more after that, doesn't matter. But it just makes the most sense as far as symmetry goes to start by beating a Rams team they shouldn't have beaten and end by beating a Rams team they shouldn't have beaten. And Tom Brady will have his head in his hands like he can't believe it. The safest bet this weekend in Vegas was taking the points in the Patriots. Because at the very least, it was not going to be, they weren't going to get burned. They just knew it. I think they were giving up 4.5 at one point and jumped down to 3. Safest bet in the world because they were going to win it outright. I think Dougie downstairs bet straight out. No points. I'll take the Patriots for the win. Made a nice little bundle. Crazy. The only thing standing between you and a Super Bowl appearance is a man named Andy Reid. Here are your tickets to Atlanta, your red carpet, and your room reservations. you will. You are going to the Super Bowl. Whether it's his fault or not, the man doesn't win big games, period. Just the way it is. At a certain point, you just have to recognize that. You ready with a Treyu?
It's downloading.
Oh, man. Take your time. Predictions, Brady?
Patriots.
How do you bet against them, Eric?
Yeah, I don't know.
It hurts all of us, doesn't it? It hurts to even mumble it.
But two touchdowns.
Yeah, oh, I think so, too. I'm making it close because the Indian in my dream weeks ago told me so. But I wouldn't be surprised if it was 51-10 and they just blasted them.
No way.
I wouldn't. It wouldn't shock me. I'm prepared for everything.
I don't have confidence in Jared Goff.
Yeah, I just don't know.
I mean, he didn't even really have a good game in the NFC Championship through picks. Yeah. And,
well, more importantly, is Todd Gurley going to be healthy enough? Is they've got all
sorts
of stuff.
Yeah, they're relying on C.J. Anderson now.
Yeah, we'll see. The only thing that's really in their favor is that the interior rush screws up Brady. So they could.
If their defense could step up, they got a shot. But
their defense is, I think, underperformed all year for all the names and money they've spent.
Yeah, no, I agree.
So Patriots will win the Super Bowl 32-27. I tell you this because an Indian told me in my dreams, not because I want it to happen.
Maybe they'll all retire after that.
That's the only thing I said that at the wedding. I'm like, maybe the symmetry will make them all say, you know what, Gronk, Tom.
Apparently Gronk will. But
Gronk has to, I think.
I don't know about Brady.
But I think Belichick and Brady will look at each other and go, let's just end it here. Rams, top to bottom, 9. But the bad thing is,
Gronk's going to hand his arm to Belichick at the end of the game. It finally fell off.
Yeah. Tide Pods. Thanks, Gronk. Tide Pods. We get it. You like eating Tide Pods. The only bad thing is this is their 9th Super Bowl. So even more symmetry would be a nice round number of 10. So I don't see them going away. But it would be nice. We can hope. In fact, I hope the Rams lay down for it. What are you going to do? Everything sucks. That's all you can sit back and recognize. Everything sucks. I remember telling my friend who's a Clemson fan and a Chiefs fan after Clemson won. I'm like, well, at least you've got that. Because when the Chiefs lose to the Patriots later this month, I don't know. I'm like, oh, you can't have both.
Dorsey, you know.
You know. Deep down, you know. Let's do it. It's a Treyu. The time is now. In New England, just order your gear now. Africa, prepare yourselves for Rams gear.
Oh, I like that logo.
And there'll be like a 25-year-old guy who goes, I have one from 2001 and 2019. Symmetry! They know. The Patriots have done it again. Nothing in America changes. Constant supply of food, and the Patriots beat the Rams all of the time.
It's increased their fan base.
Right? Oh, yeah. The Rams have tons of fans down there.
I'm a Rams fan. I've been a boy. I had infant clothes that said Rams World Champions 2001. No, 20 years later, I have more.
Great. The Rams have done it again. Africa's champions. The Los Angeles Rams.
This is bad. Bad, bad, bad.
That's a joke, right? You're joking?